This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A military camp in Mali's restive north has been attacked a day after two separate assaults by Al-Qaeda-linked insurgents killed dozens of civilians and at least 15 government soldiers. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mali's military says in a brief statement that it was responding to Friday's attack in the Gao region. Thursday's attacks targeted a passenger boat near the city of Timbuktu and a military position in Bamba, further downstream in Gao. The military junta says responsibility for the attacks was claimed by the JNIM, an umbrella coalition of armed groups aligned with Al-Qaeda. It says it killed about 50 assailants while responding to the attacks. A UN report says Al-Qaeda-affiliated and Islamic State-linked groups have almost doubled their territory in Mali in less than a year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The IRS is launching an effort to crack down on 1,600 millionaires and 75 large business partnerships. VOA's Scott Walterman says they owe hundreds of millions of dollars in past due taxes.
IRS Commissioner David Werfel says that with a boost in federal funding and the help of artificial intelligence, the agency has a new means of targeting rich people who've cut corners on their taxes. The IRS announced on Friday it's trying to showcase positive results from its burst of new funding under President Joe Biden. Republicans in Congress are looking to claw back some of that money. In July, IRS leadership said it collected $38 million in delinquent taxes for more than 175 high-income taxpayers in just a few months. Now the agency will scale up that effort. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. India seeks greater voice for the developing world at G20, but the Ukraine war may overshadow talks. AP correspondent Krutika Pathy previews the G20 summit hosted this year by India.
The G20 brings together 19 countries and the European Union. They represent the world's biggest economies and account for about 60% of the world's population. At the summit, leaders have got a long list of issues to work through. At the top is Russia's war in Ukraine. None of the several G20 meetings so far have succeeded in producing a communique or joint statement as countries remain divided on the war. Russia and China have vetoed wording on the war in previous documents, even though they agreed to the same language at the summit last year in Bali. Russian President Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping are also not attending. Both are sending lower-level officials in their place. Even if members don't agree on the war, they are expected to make progress on other key issues, like climate goals, for example, or reforming multilateral organizations to help developing countries more. Now, these decisions could have meaningful impacts, but they're not binding. So it all depends on whether leaders follow through on the promises after the summit ends.
The death toll from severe flooding in central Greece has increased to 10 people, while another 4 remain missing, Greece's climate crisis and civil protection minister says, as rescue crews in helicopters and boats are ferrying hundreds of people from inundated villages to safety. Flooding triggered by rainstorms that began Tuesday also hit neighboring Bulgaria and Turkey, killing a total of 22 people in all three countries since the rains began on Tuesday. Severe rainstorms in Greece turned streams into raging torrents that burst dams, washed away roads and bridges, and hurled cars into the sea. The operation could start soon to rescue a sick American researcher 3,000 feet into a Turkish cave. In an interview with a Turkish official, American researcher Mark Dickey says his helpers and he in the cave are waiting for communication to actually reach down to them, as it is a day to 2 days of travel time for information to get back and forth.
I don't quite know what's happened, but I do know that the quick response of the Turkish government to get the medical supplies that I needed, in my opinion, saved my life.
Moments after the opening ceremony for the Rugby World Cup ends, French President Emmanuel Macron gets jeered by fans at Stade de France. He walked onto the field before the opening game between France and New Zealand on Friday. Macron stood with his arms folded and then applauded world rugby champion Bill Beaumont after he finished his speech. When it was Macron's turn to speak, the boos became even louder and he was barely audible at first. The crowd only cheered in unison at the end when Macron declared the 10th edition of the tournament open. The opening ceremony was performed under the directorial supervision of award-winning French actor Jean Dujardin. This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope.